Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Storm defeat the Titans 22-20. Like, if you didn't watch the Titans play over the last month, you'd be sitting there going, it is a disaster. But I got to say, I feel like Desi's building something there. I know they're frigging 1 from 8,
yep,
which is insane. And maybe I'm going to eat my own words, you know, if they continue to lose footy matches. But I don't know. I feel like he's building something there. I really feel like there's a bit of DNA being built. There's some Desi Hasler style footy, Desi Hasler style defense. They were pretty unlucky not to maybe win the game is a strong, but put it this way, 1 or 2 calls go their way. And I know that, you know, you look at the Phillip Sammy try or whatever, but then also Storm also had some tries go their way. But if they had a few lucky calls here or there, there's a chance they pip the Storm.
Yeah, by all means. I've seen a lot of fans who saying Titans were robbed. I don't think they were robbed.
We weren't robbed, come on.
Melbourne were the better side. There's no doubting that.
It wasn't a strip, but just because they got the wrong call there doesn't mean they're going to go down and score a try.
Yeah, and as you said, I mean, that Phil Sami try, I mean, he was shocked.
Wasn't his foot out as well?
Foot was out. He didn't ground the ball. Like he almost did nothing right on the play to score.
Well, look, so the new rule is, even though he's losing the ball, which is so funny, you talk about the Apicorus one where he literally does ground it.
This is disgraceful.
So the new rule is this. If you're losing the ball but it stays in contact and rolls down, as long as it doesn't leave contact with your hand, it's a try.
What the hell?
But you know what else?
That's the new rule that started this year.
Probably slightly different. There's one in yesterday's game. Was it Two of Us, a Sheck or someone, maybe for the Warriors? And like
DWZ.
It was DWZ? Yeah. And he had it in his grasp and it like rolled slightly up his hand, never left contact. The defender had the ball on the hand and it almost rolled it back down for him. I was like, isn't it the same thing? Like it's never left contact. Mm. Right. And they said knock on. I was like, well.
You know what? Time for a crackdown.
Imagine Graham Annesley watching this game, watching it all play out, going, well, that's going to be a controversial one. Then it flips to Phil Sami and he's going like this, yeah, laughing. It's like, fuck.
Oh, he did not help the situation. If he had been good, like confident, I think a lot of people, you know what? Yeah, okay. All right. Didn't leave his hand. Because he was like, didn't help the situation. Okay, we'll talk about the strip call. Like, in what planet is that a strip? In what planet? In what dimension? In what universe is that a strip? When has that ever been a strip?
It's one of those ones you want to defend with, oh, it's a bit of a grey area, but I can't even do that.
Okay, so think about it. Like, let's think this through. He's trying to offload the ball. As a defender, how do you stop him from doing that?
I've got nothing for you.
Well, you can't anymore because you'd be stripping the ball.
Yeah.
If he's trying to offload the ball, you're trying to wrap the ball up. And so I'd be really interested to see like who was in the bunker, whether he'd played NRL before or even rugby league for an extended period of time, because like anyone that's played the game knows that that's wrapping the ball up. You have to wrap the ball up. Is he supposed to let Meany offload it? Just, I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Let's talk about Titans first, shall we? Titans. As I said, I feel like there's a DNA being built. I thought Philip Sammy was outstanding, and obviously with the try that he scored, but I thought he was outstanding. Geez, he's a handful when he gets going.
Got team of the week, was he?
What?
I think he was team of the week, wasn't he?
Taruva in...
Yeah, I don't think... So, okay. He was in just conversation. Yeah.
Honourable mention to Philip Sammy.
Yeah, honourable mention. But, yeah, so with this side, we've got to remember, Tanner Boyd went off 8 minutes into the game.
Yep.
And they nearly beat the Storm.
And, mate, I even felt like in the commentary, no one even noticed. I didn't notice until Brian Kelly picked up the tee.
Mate, I was sitting there and they went to Tanner Boyd on the thing with ice on his wrist. And I was like, holy shit, he's off the field. And yet they just got on with it.
And you mentioned, mate, obviously building DNA and everything, and I completely agree on that. But, my God, it's been night and day since AJ Brimson moved to fullback.
Yep.
And there is no – you can't ignore that.
And also, that's a coach's decision.
Yeah.
You know, so for all the praise from Desi, you know, we have to sit here and go, mate, you got that wrong 100%.
I'm at the point, even when Jaden Campbell's back, mate, I can't move AJ.
Nah, agree.
Not a chance.
So with Tanner now out, just Tom Weaver straight in, or would you be tempted to do AJ to 5'8"?
I'm not moving AJ.
Not moving AJ. No, like, fucking way.
Yeah. No, I agree. It'll just be, he's shown that he was happy to play AJ at 5'8" already. Yeah. Oh, I'm with you boys. I'd
AJ is the most important player in that side.
Yeah, I'd just bring Tom Weaver straight into the halves.
Mm.
But
yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if he played him at 5'8".
It'd be like, comparatively speaking, it's nearly as crazy as moving Cleary to a different position for the Titans. That's how important he is at fullback for the Titans.
To this side. Yeah.
You wouldn't consider moving him to left centre at all?
Mate, you know what? Put him at 14. Impact.
Yeah. Mate, he's in such good form at the moment that, you know, if we got to Origin and Reece Walsh was out and you guys picked him, I'd be like, fuck.
Mm.
I don't know, maybe I'd rather Walsh. He's just, like, in the team he's in that isn't going forward most of the time, he's incredible.
Yeah, so bloody good. And just the consistency in which he does it.
Yeah.
Because he's at the smallest club in the competition, you just don't hear about it. Like, Brimo's been doing this for years now. Like, years and years he's had these consistent. Yeah, I know he's had injuries here or there for sure. Like, but when he's playing footy for a long period of time, very rarely do you go two games where he hasn't been one of the best players on the field.
And when you see AJ and you see him on social media and everything, he's so relaxed and so laid back that, like, you almost expect his football to be like that at times, but it's the complete fucking opposite. Mm.
Yep.
You look about their, like, contrast in their first four rounds of the season to their last four. They lost 13-plus their first four games of the season. Granted, they had some key injuries, but since then they lost in Golden Point to the Raiders by 1, 4 points to Manly. They then beat the Warriors in New Zealand on Anzac Day, and then 2 points to Melbourne. That is a huge turnaround, despite only getting one result there.
Mm.
Been a big month.
Yeah, and I know, you know, obviously the first thing I think when I look at those results, I go, fuck, the Titans have been doing this for years. I want to see their defence improve. I think keeping Melbourne with the form they're in at the moment to 22 isn't a bad knock.
Agreed. Really, really good performance from the Titans, and, you know, they were that close. Fafita, 110 metres, 46, 15 tackle breaks, 3 offloads, 27 tackles, 0 misses. Hasn't it just been so, you know, such a pleasure to watch his kind of career, this young prodigy that does these things we've, you know, never seen before, goes to the Titans, and because of his price tag, in my opinion, gets unfairly maligned as, like, just gets absolutely peppered. And he just continues to work away, continues to chip away. Now he's gotten to the point where he just looks so confident. Like, he just looks like, when I want to, I'm going to change the game, or I'm going to make something happen. But then he always had that. From an 18-year-old, he always had that. But then also, I'm going to do all the tough stuff. I'm going to do all the other stuff that I need to do in the game. 27 tackles, 0 misses. Just, yeah, look, obviously reports coming out that he may be meeting with Penrith. Oh, man. Like, if you're the Titans, you're just sitting there going, how do we compete? Especially if Penrith can pay him 700K a year.
And, I mean, even the most loyal Gold Coast Titans fans and people, if he goes to Penrith, you got to – I get it.
What can you say?
It fucking sucks, but I get it.
Like, that's just the way the world works, unfortunately.
Yeah. Way the colour crumbles.
Mate, absolutely.
How the hell do you stop Penrith if they get David Fifita? Seriously.
Just don't. Because, like, you know, if there were one thing to criticise that forward pack – you know, when they lost Kakao, you could go, do they have that physical specimen freak that just bowls people over? If that was one criticism,
and then
doesn't even matter. Like, now they do.
Scott Sorensen's been awesome on the left edge, but the year before he got moved to the edge in 2022, he was amazing playing through the middle off the bench. Mm. So he goes back to the middle. So he bolsters your middle. You have Liam Martin and Dave Fifita on your edges. Come on.
And I mean, like, we spoke about it a lot over the last few years, you know, looking back at that Melbourne Storm side that was so strong, they never signed, like, real rep players. Off the top of my head, this would be the first one that the Penrith Panthers would go and sign. True. It's the first time they've brought someone from outside the Penrith district, essentially.
Yeah.
And also, or journeyman guys.
Yeah, like, they've brought guys that, you know, pretty good first graders or...
Garner, yeah. Peachy, these sort of guys. Schneider, like, not really... household names.
How'd you be in the edge looking up and you've got Cleary and Fifita coming at you and you're just going, what is going to happen today? What is going to happen?
Imagine if they just stacked the edge and just went Cleary, Fifita, Tungo, Toto.
No, thank
just
you.
For shits and gigs.
No, thank you.
It's not even a wild imagine.
No, no, it could happen. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, so really, I thought Sam Verrills was good as well on the weekend. But yeah, really good for the Titans. I think they're building something nicely. Yeah, obviously, it hasn't been anywhere near where we thought they'd be, but at the same time, at least they're building something. Onto the Storm. Obviously, not their best performance. It's a mixture of two things. Storm, not playing as good as we thought they would play, but also I think Titans played a lot better than people expected. Storm completion rate, 78%, which is okay. I guess the surprise for me was like they had more runs than the Titans. So they had 171 runs. The Titans had 170, yet the Titans ran for 1,510 metres and the Storm ran for 1,395 metres. The Titans also had 493 post-contact and the Storm had 444. The Titans had 6 line breaks. The Storm had 4 line breaks. Titans had 43 tackle breaks. The Storm had 21. And when I look at that, I go, oh, that concern around that forward pack and that explosive nature that we've been looking at the Storm and going, if they've got one Achilles heel, it's that explosive forward pack that can just, you know, bust teams apart. Now, it's only one game, but that's that worry rearing its head going, sometimes they can fall into those games where they just, for some reason, they get out there and they just don't have the big dogs that can just skittle teams. Or they do have the big dogs, but they just don't skittle teams. And that's, I guess, a little bit of the concern for the Storm is when they get into finals footy and everything ramps up a notch, can they go to that next level? I think they can by the end of this year, but I do think it's a fair question after the performance on the weekend.
I think they can, but if we are looking back at the end of the year going, that was the problem, it won't shock me at all.
Yeah.
Because they just, as much as I really like the forward pack and I hope that Eli Katoa, Sean Bloor are those guys, on days like the other day when they're not, it's very evident.
It's exactly. It's a great point. On the days that they've been those guys for the last probably month of footy or whatever, but on days when they're not, it's like, shit, this they've got no go forward. Well, not no go forward, but they're struggling to beat a team sitting second last through the middle.
Well, you look at these, their winning margins this season. You can twist this whichever way you like. Gritty, tough, find a way to win, or what if they're going to be premiership contenders, should they be winning by more? These are their margins. 2 points on the weekend, the week before, 54-20 against the Bunnies. Before that, 6 points, 2 points, 2 points, 2 point loss, 4 points, they beat Penrith 8-0. So outside of the Bunnies game, 8 points was their biggest margin, that was Penrith 3-1, otherwise it's all just been six or less, just finding a way.
Yeah, it is... we've been saying it for quite a while now with the Storm. They're probably playing 6 or 7 out of 10 of how good they can be.
In their defence, Pappy stays on the field in that game. That's probably 13 plus. He was tearing
them apart. At least 12 points, you'd have to suggest. Yeah. What do you got there? What's the latest news on Fifita?
Well, this is via the Sydney Morning Herald. Oh, this will be hard to turn down. The Panthers have offered Dave Fifita a multi-year deal worth $850K per season.
Oh. Sorry, Titans fans, but if that's true, like, it's over. Like, are we being all real here? Like,
yeah, fucking hell. Yeah.
Well, not over, but because, like, he'd get...
What? Tell me what Titans could possibly offer that bloke.
Well, I reckon they'll come out and offer him 1.2.
He's already done that.
Yeah.
Like, 850K and you... Let's say he signs a three-year deal.
It's $1 million difference over 3 years. A lot of money.
But he's already been on...
Yeah.
And also, he's what, 24? You're almost guaranteeing yourself a premiership. Seriously, like, that's how fucking mental that Penrith side is. You get to play again, play outside of Nathan Cleary, who was already on the trajectory of GOAT.
Well, he's putting it, like, if he was to go there and stand outside Nathan Cleary, like, he's putting himself in the potential of being one of the best back rowers we've ever seen. If he literally lands in that spot, playing finals footy every single year, no one can fucking tackle him at the moment.
Yeah.
Imagine when he's in that side.
Well, it's the best real estate arguably ever. Arguably ever. Like, obviously outside Joey, he's fucking great real estate. But at the end of the day, Cleary's numbers are just stacking up and up and up and
mate,
up.
If he gets him outside him, it's going to be a bad decade for people that don't like Nath Cleary.
I tell you what, it is going to be really interesting. Like, it really will tell you, I guess, where Fifita's head's at. And this might be a little bit unfair. But if he takes the 1.2 to stay at the Titans, I guess you're kind of saying, look, there's two ways you could look at it. He is really, really keen on taking the Titans to their first ever premiership. Or he's like, you know what? Life's good. I'm playing good footy. I'm playing Origin. I'm getting paid $1.2 million to do it. So if he stays, there's an argument he's that's where his head's at. If he goes to the Panthers, he's saying openly, I want to win a comp. Like, I feel sorry for Titans fans. Sorry, guys. I don't see how he stays. I know that's going to hurt for Titans fans. Can you see how he stays?
No, I would tell him to go.
If that's 100%. The real offer?
Yeah, I think he might be going.
I mean, if that's in the ballpark of the offer, even if that's a hunt, mate, for 750K, I think I'd tell him to go.
850, if that's really the offer. Guys, I know that's a million over 4 years, 3 years. If you can't live a good life after all the money he's been on for so long and he's still only 25 years old, an extra million is not going to change it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the extra million is not going to make you all of a sudden live this crazy life that you've never experienced before. Like, when you've already earned millions.
Well, it'll come down to his love for the Gold Coast Titans. As you said, Kevy, how badly does he want to take this team forward? Because if he really passionately does and he loves that club, he can do it and get an extra $1 million. So,
and if that's why I can the see reason, fair. But if it is, life's good. I don't like it.
Well, I mean, from a footy fan, it's like, yeah, I don't like it. But from a bloke fan, I'm like, man, I get it, bro. Like, you know, earn your money, play good footy. That's all good, baby. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, fuck. Shit. Just think of that Panthers side. And now they're going, okay, with the Fisher-Harris conversation. Did they already have this in the back pocket?
I hope he doesn't. I really don't. Just because Penrith will be like,
yeah, for the sake of the
cheat
game.
Code, yeah. They just, how do you stop that shit if he goes? Even if they lose another two players, like, seriously?
And I mean, you know, if it's not Penrith, I'm sure the Roosters will come knocking.
Yeah.
I hope they don't, because I want to see Tino and Fifita do something great. Like, the first ever professional team to win a premiership on the Gold Coast. It's a bloody black, it's a Bermuda Triangle up there. Burley Hill. You know what? Titans, take him to Burley Hill and begin contract negotiations there. And he'll look around and go, you know what? I'm not leaving, baby. The fuck, I'm leaving. Fuck, I hope he doesn't. But in saying that, I do get slightly aroused thinking of him outside Nathan Cleary.
Yeah.
Fifita has until Thursday to activate his 25-26 option. So we're getting an answer. Yep.
That's why I think it's a little suspicious, because Penrith wouldn't release that because they're not even allowed to table an offer now.
Okay. So do you think it's the Titans trying to muddy the waters? In saying that, then
I don't really know why. I find it all a bit weird that the deadline's in 2 days and they've apparently offered him a deal.
So do you reckon it may be Titans? So do you think it's Fifita's management trying to get more money out of the Titans, maybe?
Maybe. I don't know.
Surely Fifita's management's sitting there going, he's already got 2-year option. He's on reportedly 800K to 900K. He took a pay like underneath. Surely the manager's sitting there going, look, if we put Tino and Fifita both on $1.2 million, like, this team's going nowhere.
Mm.
No disrespect, but you having those two players, that's like, what's that, $2.2 million of your salary cap each year on two forwards?
Your pack, yeah.
Jeez. Oh, rugby league, the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, anyway, back into it with the Storm. So I'm still high on the Storm, though. I still believe that this is a team building into something special towards the end of the year. This was just almost like an echo of, if things go wrong, this is where it's going to go wrong, in my opinion. Pappy being injured is like devastating. What is it? 6 to 8 weeks is he out?
Could be 4 to 6 now.
4 to 6 now?
Yeah, a little bit.
So it's 4 weeks. That's not too bad. Like, yeah, it still friggin' sucks for the poor bloke.
Tell you what, it's going to get some... also under an injury cloud, your boys. Far longer. If he gets a month-long stint, I hope he's okay because this opportunity is so golden for him to play fullback.
What about the try he scored?
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about that? Unbelievable.
Absolutely, we can talk about that.
That try that he scored.
Hey, we're about to get R-rated, guys. Take the kids out of here.
Little guru's doing overtime. When he got that ball off the scrum and just left them for dead, that was like, there's only a handful of guys that can do what he did on that play. And it's the excitement machines at their best. Like,
it's Matty Bowen.
Milford in Canberra. Mm. It's Ben Barber early days. It's Matty Bowen. Like, I think it was Harley Smith Shields, the poor bastard. He didn't get him the right postcode. And I don't hold that against Harley Smith Shields.
That's why that, like, pure speed just kills. It just kills. Like, how do you defend that?
My favourite thing about it was they had this big setup to the right, all the shape. They're ready to go. You know, sweet, they're going to have a crack at him here. It was just 2-on-2 on the blind side, and they go, just give him the ball.
Yep. And they intentionally set up on the right to give him more space on the left. Yep. And they just said, you're not going to stop. And what I love the most about it, so he gasses, just to rub it in, he gasses Harley Smith Shields, and then he... Peripheral vision, he's done it so many times. He knows that wing is coming to jam in. He just goes, boop, right foot, and then just springs in the air. Just special stuff, man. Fuck.
Especially when he does the dive, and it just feels like there's no one else in the stadium around.
It looks like he just springs in his boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spectre gadget kind of stuff.
Yep. Very impressive.
Who is he going to play for the Blues or what? What's going on?
So he
born in Samoa.
And he grew up in Victoria, I'm pretty sure. So I think he's a Queenslander. I think... Is that how, I think that...
Yeah, well, I spent 10 years in Victoria and I'm a Queenslander too, so...
There you go. There you go.
So what? How's that work like? What's the go?
I think you'll just get to choose, to be honest.
Is that what happens, or... If you've had
or is what, you're not eligible, are you saying? No, he would have played... You know what? He would have played for the Sunny Coast, so he'd actually be eligible for Queensland.
He did play Sunny Coast.
Come on, Russ.
Surely that doesn't make him eligible for Queensland.
But it's his first senior game in what state he played in.
Yeah, but was born out of the country. His first junior game was out of each state. He's a junior of the Victorian system.
He came to the country though before he was 13, isn't that the eligibility? And then it's whoever you play your first, like one of the criteria, isn't it, when you play your first?
Yeah, let me senior look game. It. Let me look into it.
I think it's you got to be in the country. Geez, that's interesting. Is it in the country or is it in New South Wales and Queensland?
Where do the Thunderbolts play?
Victoria. In Melbourne.
Yeah, out of Melbourne. Yep. Yeah,
they play in the
New South Wales.
Oh, so okay, then he would be in New South Wales.
Yeah, he played Harold Matson SG Ball in Melbourne, for Melbourne.
In New South Wales.
But it's in New South Wales Cup.
It's in New South Wales Cup, yeah.
Still but it's representing Victoria. Yeah.
It's representing Victoria. So yes, Sunshine he would have played Coast. Away games in New South Wales, I guess.
So Sunshine Coast Falcons, when he was playing for them, he was actually playing for a Queensland side.
Watch this space.
Let us know in the comments.
Who should he play for? Who should he play for? Queensland.
Very exciting, anyway.
Because, like, the age thing is... Yeah, that's interesting. Is it they have to be in New South Wales or Queensland before they're 13? Or is it in Australia before they're 13 or 14? You'd have to say it'd be New South Wales or Queensland, wouldn't you?
Good news for us. He probably doesn't have a great relationship with Billy Slater, so that's good.
According to this checklist, so the first thing is, were you born in New South Wales or Queensland? No. So then it goes to, have you resided in New South Wales or Queensland prior to your 13th birthday? I suspect that's no, because he grew up in Victoria.
Yeah, okay.
Did your father play State of Origin? I don't think so. And then it just says, from there, not eligible for Origin.
Okay.
So off this flowchart.
Yeah, maybe he's not. Wow. Isn't that a strange situation because he is in Victoria?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. That's...
Time to bring in a Victorian team for State of Origin.
Just be him and Mahe Fanua.
State of Origin try series.
But yeah, we're going to see this kid over the next 3 to 4 weeks. It is going to be something special. Outside of that, boys, who do you think went well for the Storm?
Mate, I absolutely love Sean Blore. And it wasn't his biggest game, but he's
building nicely.
He just oozes class and I know he's a guy that, he's obviously not in the Origin conversation now, but I reckon this time next year, I think we'll be talking about him as a potential Blues bolter.
Okay. Is that your Is that your CBA for 25?
Well, mate, he's been a CBA for about six years. It's
your blue CBA, because you did the Cotter CBA, Queensland, and you did the Hopgood CBA, Queensland.
For New South Wales, I'll go, yeah, I'll go Sean Blaws, a little smoky.
Okay, like that. I like that. Anyone else stand out for you guys for Melbourne?
No enormous standouts, to be honest.
Jerome Hughes felt a pop in his cork 10 minutes into the game because they had other injuries or something. He played through the game, so that's huge. He's in doubt this week.
He's a little bit concerning, Hughes. He hasn't since the first year where they won the comp, 2020, I kind of feel – could you check his games played? Because maybe it's like the Renault situation where it looks like he hasn't played much footy, but then you actually look at it and he's played like 20-plus games each year.
I feel like he's played a lot of footy is my vibe. But
yeah. My vibe is he's in and out, in and out injured every now and then.
So last 3 years, 22 last year, 21 year before, 24 year before that, and then 19 year before that, but it was COVID. So over 20 each year, basically.
Okay, so it's kind of like the Renault vibe where he might be out for a week, but then he's back. Hasn't really had long-term injuries.
A lot of little ones.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's good to know, because when I seen it happen, that's the first vibe I got. Is like, ah, oh, damn, hasn't he been like niggly for a bit? But clearly incorrect. So last year, what he played 22, did you say? So he would have missed six.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Six games, if you include finals. Oh, no, they got buys. So probably about 5 games, which is, yeah, okay. It's not bad at all. Not bad at all. Yeah, anyway, with Storm, I'm still high on the Storm. I really am. I know that, we saw some, concerns or whatever, but I'm still really high on them. I think that they're going to be a problem come final.
7-1, hard to knock.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think as well, when you play the Titans, they're a bit like what the Sharks used to be. The Sharks used to drag you into a gutter close game. I feel like the Titans, they just drag you into a shootout.
Yeah, and they can kind of ambush you to a degree sometimes. Like, they do have a tendency. Didn't they beat the Storm last year at
home?
Up
there, 40-36 or something.
Yeah, some weird game. So, yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.